I was having lunch with the guy, and he was telling me about an event years ago that we actually were both at. We're both in the church world. In our denomination, if you were going to be ordained, this long time ago, you would go through what's called an ordination council. People would ask you questions that will sometimes bring out not the best in everybody, especially in the Baptist circles where I was raised. And the person who's going to be ordained is kind of vulnerable and often a little bit nervous, and it can just bring out kind of Pharisee, smug, self-righteous people who want to show off how smart they are and ask these kind of questions and put somebody on the spot. And he was telling me about somebody at this particular council that was asking some kind of question about what about this, and so the candidate answered the question, but the Grand Inquisitor was not satisfied. Yes, but I want to hear about this. And the guy came back with another answer and just said what he thought. Still not satisfied. No. And so a third shot. Finally, the moderator said, you know, we have heard what the candidate thinks. That's the reason that we're here, so let's move on. And then before the event was even done and a vote could be taken, the Grand Inquisitor got up and left the room. And what was so painful in hearing that story, my friend who was telling me about that, is that the Grand Inquisitor was me. And everything inside me wanted to say, no, that could not have been me. I don't remember that. Now, I'll tell you what. If I had done something that got praised, if I accomplished something or achieved something or preached something or said something or done something that looked good, I will guarantee you I'd remember that. Part of my problem, part of the sinfulness I have to wrestle with, is that I will actually not remember things that I'm ashamed or embarrassed of or that I don't like or don't want to know. That's why in the advice on this one, it says we ransack our memories. We go to work on that. Why? Because we need healing. And especially the wrong things that I have done, that have flowed out of me, that have come from my heart, those need to be recognized and named and owned and amended and healed.